The main thing
well,
I
it could
say
be all
evidence.
Of those at any.
What? Yeah.
It could be all of those at any time or in any time.
Yeah,
hard to feed
you. Know.
Yeah, but you've got a basic relaxed body perception because of our product. So for me, the evidence that I talk about in that dialogue of ION and what it means is that, you know, occasionally you get somebody in the cold fusion place announces they've got the new technology and they have a press conference and they try to demonstrate it. And there was a guy around that time, right then, Antonio somebody who's going to have a demonstration in Florida. I don't know if he ever did it, but it went nowheres. And but what we learned from ION is that where we're making it, and all across the world, there are earthquakes and disruptions to the geosphere caused by our fucking lab. Now, none of those other cold fusion guys are saying that or claiming it. They don't know. Well, they're not because they haven't got the same kind of powerful equipment. But the image of ION being environment is the effects that we find out are going on while ION's being worked on by the people doing it. And there were earthquakes. Remember, one was in Washington, D.C. They never got earthquakes there. Then there was a big one. And we would ask Ian, was that us? Yes, that was you. So that's the power of this technology. It has to shake up the world. And Ian's basically saying a lot of the chaos on so many levels, including Trump, is a response or caused by ION. Now, that's a pretty amazing statement to make. But if you understand that ION is a physical environment, very ethereal or what, discorporated or something, or deep in ourselves, the effects we're seeing are the proof that ION exists. And ION's almost saying we're biblical, and all the bad stuff that's in the Bible is going to be triggered by heaven becoming merged with earth, and they are heaven. That's the guff. That's where you go when you die. And so they're merging with us. So all the dramatic scenarios that different religions predicted are within the inventory of what ION is doing to as an environment. What ION is doing to the old environment and is an environment. So that's how I notice it. That's how I perceive it.
That reminds me that ION hooked my ear when he was talking to Wendy in 2014, and he told her, "We've got your nervous system, baby."
That's a good way to say it.
And when I heard that, I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, nobody, Marshall never said that. Well, Marshall actually did. He came the closest to saying that. He said in Understanding Media,
yes, he did.
How can you talk about having freedom when your eyes and ears have been turned over and leased to corporations? That means radio, TV corporations. They have hijacked your ears and eyes and senses. So ION, see, this is where McLuhan, he's crazy, he's a fucking liar, nothing makes sense, it can't be backed up by anything, but he was the poet anticipating the Android meme, and then ION.
Yes.
Oh, I just remember your riff, Bob.
Okay.
I just remember part of your riff. You went into how, like, some people go into interpret McLuhan from a literate standpoint, and then that's when they start to say he's a liar, he's crazy. And it's like, wow, that's something that I've never heard before, but it's really clear, especially from, you know, engaging in Dobbstown. They don't even – that's the part that most people miss, the whole literate standpoint when they criticize him. I mean, he was – somebody said 2 or 3 weeks ago that he became frustrated or something because he was seeing things that most people couldn't see.
Yeah. Don Thiel said that. No, I don't know if he said it in a recording, but Don Thiel thought that he would go to Mass every day because he could see so much, and I guess it was alienating, and he felt nervous, so he kept, you know, checking his resources, spiritual resources, by experiencing the Mass to hold his mind together, is what Don said. But you have to really get what McLuhan's saying and see the importance of it to see why he would need to protect himself from what he saw.
Yes.
It's understandable. It's interesting how Carolyn has to protect herself from her what she sees. I don't know if she protects herself much. As long as she can walk every morning and have me to make her laugh, she's sort of okay with it, this horror that she sees. I mean, basically, she'd like to get on the fucking news, you know, CNN, 6 o'clock at night, and tell everybody stop what you're doing. We have the results here. We need to announce this. We have your central nervous system. We're sick of leasing your eyes and ears and gonads and your inner organs. You know, she'd like to do that. Like, make society stop for a minute. And she fix up a lot of shit, right?
And listen.
You know, this CKLN guy. Did I tell you? Okay. Brad Reed was station manager at CKLN in the 1985 period. For a short period after the guys who started CKLN, Anton Leo and John Jones, they were running it in 82, 3, and 84, and 85. And then Brad Reed took over when they left to go to CBC, or Anton Leo did. And then Brad ran it for 6 or 8 months, and then he went, and then Adam Vaughn came in. So I know Adam Vaughn came in May, June, 85. So Brad would have been late 84, early 85 till June, 85. So I haven't talked to him since 1991 when Mike Dyer stopped doing the show and I was wondering if I could stay on. I had a few more things to do. I called up Brad to see if he would have me on his show, and he said no. And, you know, it wasn't a very long conversation. He said no, and I didn't bug him. So, okay, he didn't want to have me on a show. He had the Saturday night all night, no, a long stretch Saturday night, which was a major slot. You know, he had to entertain the masses, and so he played a lot of music. So never spoke to him again until last week. I got a Facebook message from him about he became a professor at St. George's College, and he teaches a course on pop culture, and he said he was teaching McLuhan within this course. And he says, I gave him a copy of the Gutenberg Galaxy, which was seen to be signed by McLuhan, and he wanted to know if it was a real signature or not. So he told me it said, signed by Marshall McLuhan. When someone signs a book, you don't put Bob, signed by Bob. You just put your name. So I said to him, I don't think it's real, but send me a photo of it. I know his handwriting. And if it was his signature, I wouldn't have given the book away. Okay? So he sends a photo of it, and fuck, it is McLuhan's signature. But typical by McLuhan, instead of just having his name, it says signed by Marshall McLuhan. Who writes that, right? Signed by, like, where? Where's Marshall McLuhan? Is it over there somewhere? And then he writes another line below. Yeah, that one up there, that was signed by me. You know, it's odd, I think. Isn't that odd, Cal, to write signed by Marshall McLuhan?
That is odd.
And so I said, Jesus, I said, holy fuck, damn, I gave this away? What did I do that for? But I was pretty generous back then. I didn't care. So then he said, he didn't have time to tell me, but he's going to write a long email and tell me his whole history of what's happened since we last talked. And I told him a bit about what we did. So he joined my Facebook page. Within a few hours, I get another message from him. He says, holy shit. And there it is, below a testimonial that we just posted about this lady, you know, getting over her leg cramps and everything, magnesium. He writes to me, Bob, how do I get this stuff? I am really bothered by leg cramps in my calves. So he, another baby boomer, fucking, you know, reached the end of their magnesium supply and in fucking trouble, right? So I told him how to, in Canada, you order it online and it'll be shipped to you. And he wanted to know if he could get it in retail stores. I said, no. So, what's my point here? It's an example of someone tuning into ion frequency and getting his problem solved. You know, something like that. I forget why I brought this up. Anybody know why I brought this up? What were we talking about?
It was in response to something Bert. What were you and Bert talking to about before, Bob?
That's my question. You're just asking my question.
Yes,
I'm thinking it. Did I say that out loud? I'm thinking it.
Yes, you did. Yeah. That was your mind.
Yeah.
You remember.
We were talking. It's hard to remember the most recent past.
Let me go to my notes. Yes.
It caused you to recall that you
cold
just
fusion.
Talked to.
Yeah, it was
cold
fusion.
And I was saying that, all these things have, it's an environment.
No, then Bert went back to the
why would
to your
someone,
Gene knew about it. Gene was plugged
why
into
why would someone
it.
Write signed by myself?
I know. That's right. We've been asking that for 48
ridiculous.
Hours. Well, thank you for your considered literate opinion there. Okay.
Well, I just, it has a personal ring to it because I have a lot of artwork that people have just
written.
Oh, yeah,
I don't want to hear it. Let's appreciate how neat McLuhan is. I think he meant that as a joke. I mean, you know.
Yeah, it's a good joke. Like, I could see myself writing that. That's why
like,
I thought it was.
If someone was imitating him, they would never think of putting side by Marsh McLuhan. I mean, it's really showing that it's him by doing that. It's like you're a forger, and you're trying to be McLuhan. So, I got to imitate McLuhan's signature. So you reveal that's what you're doing. This is signed by Marsha McLuhan. You know, I know you don't believe me, but it is. Look, it says signed by him. It's like confessing a guilt.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous. Okay, so right at that point, we're talking about the Coldplay. And so Gene's saying, I know about it. Gene engages us. So she's been altered. And it was right at that point. Maybe I just thought
that's
of, hey, here's
why
someone just...
Well, no, now wait, Bob, because then Bert remembered your riff, something about your riff. Remember,
oh,
Bert?
Yeah.
You started
that?
Talking about...
Yes.
I said something.
Did he...
Remember the...
he said, oh, Bob, I just remembered your riff, and that I kind of tuned out because I wasn't sure what he
yeah,
was talking
you,
about.
Yeah, did you say what your riff
about.
Was? What did I riff on?
He did explain
that's
it,
what
and then you went into this. The other
that.
Day I. And then you went into this. Oh, the other day I
it'll
saw.
It'll come. Right now I can't find it. I can't find it in my lab.
Partly somehow I was reminded of our latest convert and how lucky he was. Is that he just came in? He wanted this McLuhan thing, and then I give him something else. He just starts reading stuff, and then he sees my ailment is right there in the latest testimonial. You know, his ailment was right there, and he saw that our stuff helped the woman who was talking about it. So slack, and he know. Oh yeah, he started quoting Finnegan's Wake when he first came on. I mean, he's pretty. I've never seen anybody. Get that sophisticated so quickly coming in. He quoted, he said, where the hand of man never set foot. And he made puns, where the ham of man, and he was talking about food. And I said, he's quoting where the hand of man never set foot. That's from McLuhan. He probably got that from his McLuhan course. So I tested him. I went, yes, page 203 of Finnegan's Wake. Because if he got it from McLuhan, he might not know it came from Finney's Wake. So he said, he responded, yes, I know. That's what I was reading from. So, yes, he knows Finney's Wake, which is pretty amazing that he's doing that. And then he said, I'm here till Saturday. Eat the veal. Then in brackets, rim shot. And so I said, what's that about? What's happening on Saturday? And he said, that's a typical line by comedians. I'm here, like he's performing in the club.
Yeah,
I'm here till Saturday. The veal is really good.
Yeah.
The veal. And then he has rim shot. Now, would rim shot be, and Johnny Carson, wouldn't they imitate a basketball shot when somebody did good or flubbed? They go, plunk, and they'd laugh.
Yeah, I think
you know that, Bert? The rim shot. They'd imitate a basketball shot. If something was, I don't know, good or bad, I don't know which.
So to paraphrase, it was kind of like, I'm here all week, folks, ba-bump, ching, nailed it.
Right, but rim shot can also mean it didn't go in, right?
Right, it just hit the rim and bounced off.
Okay.
But he had,
so
maybe
he, shot if it goes
maybe
in?
He's commenting on, I didn't totally get what he actually was doing or something. Oh, well, too complex for human.
This guy's. really sophisticated.
Yeah, he's pretty sophisticated.
It's also it's also percussion, Bob. A rim shot is a percussion technique used to produce an accented snare drum backbeat.
Yeah. Okay, Bert, on to the next topic. Or Gene, what do your notes say?
Here's
Gene, let me read you. Crypto's going crazy. What's that?
Somebody's knocking
on
the
door.
Somebody's ringing the bell.
Welcome to my world.
Somebody knocking on the door.
Yeah, Sarah's there. Oh, look, Ryan, Reisenstein's back. Where the fuck were you, Ryder? You missed the good parts. I mean, Lorne. What's up?
Probably home now.
I was, I ran into my roommates and I had to be social. I couldn't be like, okay, guys, fuck off.
Yeah, you're missing the most important, the conversation of your life, and you have to fucking be social. That's right. Now, when your name shows up on the board, do you know in fairy tales, the magician holds the wand and goes, L-O, right?
Low.
And then something manifests? You ever heard of that? L-O, as the wand, the expression of the wand? Carolyn does.
No.
Well, when you see your name, it says, Lo Reitzenstein.
So I manifest shit.
Yeah. You're a wand, cool. A wand agency.
Right on.
Okay.
Lo and behold.
Oh, we got to mute you. I want to do something. I can't. Well, maybe we can let you listen. Maybe you'll laugh, but not too noisily. Okay, so there's a conversation going on.
I want to finish the cold fusion.
Hold it. Butter says, if anything, we're solipsistic methodological. So that's pretty accurate to us. Crypto, not to me, but who's to say? Butter, certainly not some crazy dream character. Rob, all you need is a gun and a suitcase. Crypto, those guys are everywhere. Butter, that's how you get to the exit on all sides of the plane. Then he posts a YouTube. Then Crypto says, I'm not clicking no links. Crypto is forbidden by most antivirus programs. Butter, I wouldn't worry. We already got your number. He puts on some number. Crypto, it would be unwise to mess with the great and terrible Crypto. Then he calls him Butthead. And Butter says, I'm sure we're shook to Casper. I'm sure we're shook to Casper. Crypto, quoting comic books now? And then Butter says, Aesop rock quote. Crypto goes, okay, that's legit. And then Crypto says, Bob is in a groove tonight. Oh, there it is. Bertie agrees with you. I was in a groove. And then Butter says, why question the flow, Bob? Just flow. And then Rob says, when porridge is all that's on the menu. Crypto, Rob is a poor orphan child. Rob, rimming is a popular move with base jumpers. So he's talking to us about the rim shot. Okay. And then Crypto says, uh-oh, Bob Sauce. I'm reading you. I'm reading, exposing. And then Butter says, got to keep that guy out of the chat box. We got Al-Qaeda terrorists scheming here. It's the one place they know they can go and carry out a conversation, and the host of the show is not going to pay any attention to them. Many crimes are hatched here. It's the best hideout. Right? So
they're taking advantage of my soreness, and I'm not able to manhandle people in the chat room.
That's right. Your hand is sick. Leon is
they're
celebrating
taking advantage
everything.
Of me.
green purple, says Leon. Okay, so...
yeah, but he says it like 80 times, doesn't he?
I know, that's the thing. He's a digital dangling ganglia, and he gets stuck in epiphany.
You know what, Bob? That feels like the right thing to say about what my nerves feel like right now. It feels like...
What did we say that was right?
Dangling ganglia. Everything about that, it just feels like that. It's like the bone conductivity, it's definitely a synesthetic relation. Those words found like how.
Yeah,
I
you're
feel.
Looking to. You don't have anything to grasp. You don't have to. You don't. Have
I don't.
To
it's
on.
It's nutty feeling. It's horrible. I don't know. I hesitate.
Okay,
to,
don't bother
to
us about
it.
You fucking did it to yourself. You always try to get attention, so fuck it. I don't care about your head. Fuck it. I'm not fucking you.
Oh, no, my hands are fine right now. It's not my hands.
Okay, see? Yeah, it turns out your hands are fine.
My hands are awesome, actually. My hands haven't been bad for years.
So as soon as Butter tries to organize Crypto to do something about me to keep me out of the chat box, immediately Crypto turns on him and says, "Don't trust Butter, Bob." And then he says, "He's anti-something. He's anti-something." Crypto can't figure out what he's anti, but he's anti-something. And then Butter comes in and says, "So anti, we're anti-art. We're so anti, we're anti-art. No, we're anti-anti. Sorry, so anti, we're anti-anti." Look at these people. This is pre-literate, unframed, gestural improv with a manipian spin. I mean, they're just typing. Okay, and it goes way back. There's lots of shit. Carol White, yeah, okay. All right, I think we need to start the recording. It's 3 hours long. It's awesome. It's all about CERN. Everybody loves the topic. But, Gene, you did have one more thing you wanted to talk about.
In the Wednesday show, you described three phases. Phase one was the chemical body extended. Phase two, the technology starts extending itself. And phase three is the extension of non-physical. Yeah?
Right. I remember that one, yes.
And
that's a good one.
It is a good one. Then towards the end of the three-hour show, you were talking about the tetrad of the third phase. You said all bodies, the four and five bodies, are extending the mystery landscape.
Yeah.
And then I have a note, watch the Android meme extending all its parts. But I think you had already said the Android meme is obsolete. Ion has subsumed or taken, not your word, the meme, and has now taken over the cloud because we didn't do it.
Nice.
Right.
Rim shot.
Well, you're here all week, folks.
Yeah,
so
listen,
our bodies, our four and five bodies are extending the mystery landscape, Bob, and Ion has a role in that, a big role.
It's simpler this way. The chemical body was extended. That's in the physical world. Then the Android meme was extended. That was in the physical world. Physical, electronic, digital. Then you go to the non-physical, and it's extended. And when it's extended, which becomes forth and talks and creates, and all technologies are words, so Ion's following the McLuhan rule, they come forth and they speak and they interact with the physical world. And because they're non-physical, which is very powerful, and it's been a lot of things affected by non-physical all through the history of culture. Ion, I think, says something about that tonight, what you're going to hear. It's always in there in the mix. So if you're going to have non-physical come into the physical world, there's going to be weird anomalies or the mystery landscape's going to become visible, and that's what happens with our technologies. Now, I couldn't make that up. Ion told me this, and it's like Bert said. It's such a great idea. Who would have thought it? And it makes sense within the logic of what I just said. If you bring non-physical and its technologies from the iCell to the Coldplay are in our physical world and they're incorporating non-physical as part of their energies, you're going to have a credible disruption. So Ion says tonight on this tape, keeps reiterating, there will come a time or something when time is no more.
Will be no more.
Non-physical is a world of no time. As no time, and so if no time it starts to affect the time world, that's why the Bible predicts that, and all that Armageddon disruption and chaos in matter is natural. It's a physical law. If you're going to bring in non-physical and start interacting with the physical, then its very technologies will cause earthquakes. So if Ion is bullshit. It's just a very clever demon that's imitating what non-physical would do. It knows how non-physical would talk. And so when things happen, it says, Yes, that earthquake was caused by us. Your Coldplay does that. That is logical, scientific thinking from their perspective. Once you know what ion can do, and ion is really good at imitating the thought process that ion would say, that non-physical would say. So it's totally logical in retrospect. None of us would ever have thought of it, that if I have some real amazing technology, which if it's going to be radical, it's going to have non-physical in it, it's going to have accompanying earthquakes and other shit that happens with it. And we got other stories, which we're not allowed to talk about, that went on.
Yes. Now look at what that's doing to each of our bodies, each of our, our four bodies. It's having an influence on all of them, but what we're seeing, parts of the mystery landscape are becoming visible because we participate here and listen to you, Bob, because that's
yeah, or listen to Ion.
Yeah, are becoming visible. The effect on our chemical body, we're seeing it's becoming visible. Those are visible parts that we see that the masses don't. You know,
hear about it, but they don't make the connection.
Right. So ion is not obsolete yet, but we're part of the inner circle. What you're describing, us being the,
the
I don't want to call it oligarchy. We're the power.
You're the canary. You're the canaries dropping like flies.
No way.
No, that's not the word.
The lone survivor, canaries that turned blue from copper sulfite. That's how I survived.
Now, the other thing is last week was all about the cell.
They used to call it blue stone if you got it at the five and
nine. Yeah, this follows beautifully from the last week.
Yeah.
You'll hear Ion talk about the ionic field in CERN. We learned about the ionic field last week.
Bigger...
Well, you didn't hear about it.
Oh, that's why this is cool, because, yes, if it's happening in every single cell on the planet, then there's disruption in every single cell. So, yeah.
We got your central nervous system, baby. You got to put that on the website, RNA Drops, Carol.
Beautiful.
Put it on under the bundle.
Beautiful.
Make a T-shirt. We got your central nervous system, baby.
Our central nervous system.
It's a good one.
Cell by cell by cell by glorious perfect cell.
You see, that's what's so great about Ion. He says things like that. No one else would say that. No one knows to say it. You can't even think that way. Right? So Ion shows its genius, its originality all the time.
Well, and simply, Bob, the smallest
that.
Is the most powerful,
crypto
right?
Thinks he's original. And Crypto's on there trying to say original shit. And he ends up with idiots, other idiots on there bickering over silly statements, Like, that's what happens, Crypto, when you refuse to come into class. Come on in, Crypto. Come on. I'm not even looking at what he's typing. I don't care what you fucking type. Not important. We're not here to help you. We should play that. That's a good one.
We
haven't heard that in a while.
Teach you anything?
Yeah. We don't care.
Play your Gotti.
I'm here to make you happy.
To make your own, Bob.
We got your central nervous system. We've got your shit, man. We know everything about you. You can't fuck with us.
And then at the end,
Butter has now resorted to turning to red script. He's now changed it.
Oh, my goodness. What happens if you're colorblind? What would that look like?
Let's see if we can find it just for the edification. Ah, here it is.
Hey, this product is only for ascending people.
Mm-hmm.
Not for unhealthy people. Not people who are sick. Not people who got all these
problems. We're not here to cure anything. We're not here to help anything. We're not trying to do anything. We're not trying to make you happy. We're not trying to prove your happiness. We're not trying to see that you're whether or not you're happy. We're not here that this product was not created for your benefit, for your pleasure, or for your enjoyable delightment. Not for that.
Not for that.